Apple Intelligence, a deep dive into the future of AI. Welcome back to Tech Talk Tuesdays. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of Apple Intelligence, the company's new AI strategy unveiled at WWDC 2024. This is a huge development, and to break it down for us, I'm joined by my favorite tech guru, Emily. Emily, thanks for joining us. Hey there. Always happy to talk about all things tech, especially when it involves Apple's latest moves. So, Emily, let's start with the basics. What exactly is Apple Intelligence, and how is it different from what we've seen before? Think of it like this. Apple has finally decided to fully embrace the power of AI, but with a twist. They're not just bringing AI features to their devices, they're building an entire intelligence system around it. This system relies heavily on on-device processing, using the powerful chips in iPhones, iPads, and Macs to run AI models locally. That means a lot of the processing happens right on your device without needing to send your data to Apple's servers. Wait, on-device processing? That seems like a big deal. Is it really that different? Absolutely. It's about privacy and control. Apple is emphasizing how these AI models can run without sending sensitive information to the cloud. This is where the neural engine comes in, a dedicated chip designed for AI calculations. Okay, so privacy is key, but what about those situations where on-device processing just isn't enough? That's where Apple's private cloud compute comes in. It's a clever system that lets Apple's servers handle the heavier lifting if needed, but with strict privacy safeguards. Imagine your device as a gatekeeper. It only sends the bare minimum data to the server, and only if it's absolutely necessary. That sounds impressive. So what are some of the practical applications of this Apple Intelligence system? We're seeing it in a lot of areas. For example, Siri is getting smarter. It can now not only access data on your device, but also perform actions based on your requests. This means Siri can be your personal assistant in a way it hasn't been before. That's a big change for Siri. Anything else that caught your eye? Oh, absolutely. One of the most interesting features is Image Playground, which lets you create images on your device in various styles, like sketches, illustrations, and animations. But there's a crucial difference here. They're intentionally limiting the tool so it can't create photorealistic images. This is a direct response to the ethical concerns surrounding AI-generated imagery, like deepfakes and potential copyright issues. That's fascinating. So it seems Apple is trying to be more responsible about the social implications of AI. Exactly. By controlling the output and ensuring that these AI-generated images are clearly distinguishable, they're trying to prevent misuse. And what about ChatGPT? You mentioned that Apple has integrated it into their system as well.